You're listening to SBS News.
Like being a gay Asian Australian, I've always grown up being an outsider and being very conscious of being an outsider. And so I guess emotionally I'm drawn to stories of outsiders.
Tony Eyre's 2007 hit biopic, Home Song Stories, was not only one of his early film breakthroughs, it also revealed a complicated and tumultuous past. The 58-year-old who now lives in Melbourne was born in Macau, then a Portuguese colony, and came to Australia after his mother fell in love with a visiting sailor. It was a relationship that proved sadly short-lived.
She worked in, you know, Chinese restaurants, and we lived in housing commission flats, and and at one stage we lived in the storeroom of a Chinese restaurant amongst the takeaway containers and the Coke bottles. And so it was a very impoverished and pretty unstable life.
He also experienced extraordinary loss. His mother died by suicide when he was just 11, and he lost his Australian stepfather to a heart attack just 3 years later. Storytelling became his outlet.
I think storytelling was always my way out of my sort of fairly chaotic childhood. So I remember I used to tell myself stories as a way of going to sleep at night. My one way of controlling the world was through narratives. And weirdly enough, that sort of stuck with me all through life.
Tony Eyre's career now spans three decades, with a string of credits to his name from hit shows and films such as The Slap, The Family Law, and Ali's Wedding. Being a migrant who struggled with fitting in, he says he understands the importance of greater diversity in the creative industries.
Like being a gay Asian Australian, I've always grown up being an outsider and being very conscious of being an outsider. And so I guess emotionally, I'm drawn to stories of outsiders.
Tony's partner in life is also his partner in business. Having met at university, Tony and Michael McMahon have worked together on and off, running production companies for two decades. Michael says their skill sets complement each other.
You know, we have a really good working relationship. I think there's a balance there. I think that, you know, he obviously has incredible creative talents and abilities. And I suppose I have the ability to just even things out every now and again and take, you know, a more measured view sometimes.
That partnership has catapulted Tony to new heights. His next project is a Netflix-commissioned drama series.
I'm learning the older I get, the more experienced I get, that you should just try to keep things as simple as possible, as simple and clear and direct as possible. Because ultimately what we're doing is trying to communicate. And if you have a clear message, then your chance of communicating is so much better.
Lynn Evelyn, SBS News.